Welcome to the module on small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, also known as SIBO. In this module, we'll be reviewing SIBO as well as small intestinal fungal overgrowth. Now, one of the reasons we are looking at this particular disease process early within the context of this course is largely due to the frequency that we see small intestinal bacterial overgrowth show up in a functional medicine practice. This is something that we test for in the majority of our patients, which is why we are talking about it early on. So in this module, we're going to really look at small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, why people get this disease process, the mechanism of action behind why SIBO occurs. We're going to go through exactly when do we test for SIBO. So we'll talk about various conditions that you need to be thinking about SIBO as an underlying root cause. So we're going to look at the why, the when, and then we're going to look at the how. So once we know when to test for SIBO, we're going to look at how do we actually order SIBO labs? What does that process look like? Hopefully you've already had your lab account set up. If you have not set up your lab accounts yet, definitely do that so you can be ready to order SIBO labs right away. And then we're going to talk about the nuances of how to interpret SIBO labs. Now, what's so interesting about the interpretation of SIBO labs is that there's continual updates on the diagnostic criteria. About once a year, the diagnostic criteria is updated in regards to SIBO, as this is a fairly new diagnosis in medicine. And so because of that, the information in this course is going to be really important to pay attention to because the lab reference ranges are not updated as this new data and research continues to come out. So make sure you're really paying attention to the interpretation in this particular module of the SIBO labs, and that's going to help avoid false positives and false negatives. Then we're going to look at the treatment of SIBO. So by the end of this module, you'll understand why SIBO happens, why it's such a predominant diagnosis in functional medicine root cause, when to test for it, how to order it, how to interpret it, and how to treat it. And then we're also talking about small intestinal fungal overgrowth in context of this module because of the research that we'll go over that really shows how often SIBO and SIFO occur at the same time. We're going to also understand the options that are available as far as testing for small intestinal fungal overgrowth, as well as how to treat it. And then, of course, we want to look at the order of treatment, right? So when we're talking about functional medicine and really implementing functional medicine in our practice, one of the most important things is understanding the progress of the mechanism of disease and the order of treatment. So we're going to talk about why we often start with SIBO in many, many situations in the practice. And then once we've healed SIBO, what are the next root causes and the next order that we should be taking in regards to lab testing, diagnosis and treatment. So that's going to be this module. We'll look forward to seeing you in the next lesson.